Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Social Marketing Academy. I am your host, Christopher Tompkins. We have a great show today, and especially it's important for all of you businesses out there that are looking to really ramp up your social media in, in the third and fourth quarters, in North America for the holiday seasons. And just, I want to talk to you before, let's have a sit down, let's grab a coffee, let's talk about this. To see if you are actually approaching this the right way. So today we're going to talk about, should social media play a role in your marketing plan this fall? And I'm going to get a little preachy, so for those of you that love me being preachy, you're going to absolutely love this episode. But I'm going to give you some tough love, because you need some if you're out there and you are going to throw some action and money towards social media, and your strategy overall with marketing is a little weak. So we're going to talk. It's going to be it's a little intervention, but it's very, very important for your business. So it's time, you got to listen to this show. If this is the first time that you're tuning in, welcome. Hello. I'm the CEO of the Go Agency. I founded the agency a few years back, about 4 or 5 years ago, and we specialize in social media marketing and online marketing topics. So if you need any services like that, you can check us out online, thegoagencyusa.com. But this show isn't about pushing the company. It's about trying to give you some really useful tips and information that you can apply to your business. And you know why? Because I want you to be successful. I think you can be successful. It's just getting the right tools. And so I like to really cut through the crap and give you the good, solid tips and info that you can use and you can walk away and just really implement. If you go to our blog, thegoagencyusa.com/blog, or just go to thegoagencyusa.com and then hit the blog tab, there's all of our previous on-demand episodes, so just like the one that you're listening to right now, but you can listen to it on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio free of charge whenever you want. Also, we put show transcripts up onto our blog, as well as our social media links. There's a newsletter that we send out. Lots of really great information there. And it ranges anywhere from 101 type material, which is very, very basic for those of you that are just starting out, to more advanced topics for those of you that have been, working on social media for a while and you're feeling a bit stale and you want to sex up your campaign. I can help you do that. If you have any questions, I want you to get in touch. I'm tired of anybody saying, well, I don't know where I can get information on this and it's so hard to find it. Ask me. I will dedicate an entire show to whatever question that you have, as we have done time and time and time again. Actually, today's show is a culmination of a lot of conversations that I've had over the past 2 weeks. And I really wanted to, I'm just feeling this problem is growing, so I want to discuss it with all of you so you can have some food for thought. Some of our shows are step-by-step, so you can actually go right through the beginning to the end and come out with something completely brand new. And other shows are more conceptual that, to help you understand just, where you really fit in the social media world and how to make everything a little bit better for your marketing. Okay. Let's jump into today's show, because I have a lot to talk about. I had a bunch of meetings, and we were talking about social media, and it was like I had a breakthrough moment with, some people that I've been working with, and they totally understood and grasped the concept of how social media will work with them. So they invited me to a meeting where we discussed how they were going to market for the end of the year, which kind of got me thinking too, how are you going to be marketing through the end of the year? Well, I was really, and it sounds so terrible to say that you're proud of a company, but, you know, as a marketer, I've gone in and out of a lot of companies over my entire career, and, you know, you walk into these companies, and many of them are broken, meaning they're hiring you to be a marketer, you get $25 to market for an entire year, and you're expected to increase sales by 100%. So you look at their existing materials, and you look at what's going on, and there's nothing there. So it's how do you pull all of this together? Well, you know, I've seen a lot of companies struggle with this concept, you know, putting together any sort of plan or strategy. And that's when social media really, I mean, for lack of a better word, sucks for them. Because you're never going to get what you want out of social media if your company's a total mess. I mean, there's absolutely no way that that is going to work. So, you know, it's one of those things where what you can do is, you know, really look at how you're marketing your business and see where social media will fit in. So let me just give you, you know, let's go a little bit deeper on this. So social media can be a relatively new subject for many businesses, okay? And there's many misconceptions about the social media universe and its impact on, you know, a business's bottom line. So as we're nearly shutting the door on summer and opening the window to the fall and winter months, I wanted to address one of the misconceptions in hopes that it's going to create, help you create an even better marketing campaign for the coming months. Who doesn't want a synergistic marketing strategy going into the busy holiday season? You know, you want to get your stuff set up. You know, I was talking to a potential client, and they were saying to me, you know, we're going to be marketing this new product for the fall, and it's going to start tomorrow. So we want to launch. It's like, no, you can't do that. You have to be way in advance and get everything in place. Strategies don't happen overnight. You really need to, you know, pull everything together. So, and I have to kind of give you a home truth first off here. Social media marketing does not take the place of all marketing activities. Okay, this is true 99.9% of the time. There's always the odd man out that has a great amount of success only from social media marketing. But let's get real here. Social media marketing isn't everything. Because guess what? Social media marketing is online. So, you know, you need to have other tools in your marketing toolbox that you need to be using. You don't just say, hey, social media is the way to go. Here's why I say this. Down to the fact that I've been alarmed by the amount of businesses out there that are foregoing all of the traditional marketing channels to invest solely in a social media marketing campaign. In fact, every week I speak to at least one person who wants to put all of their marketing eggs in a social media basket. From a business standpoint, this is great for my agency, the Go Agency, right? But from a marketer standpoint, it's just not good for the business. In fact, if a client is not has no marketing strategy and are undertaking zero other marketing activities, I caution them against investing all of their capital into social media marketing. Why? Well, because in order to truly tap into the benefits of social media marketing, you need to have an existing marketing strategy to incorporate it into. So let's think about this. Why, as a business owner, would you ever take on an opportunity that you could not create success or the level of success that the company deserved? Well, you know, it's the same with the Go Agency, you know, and my clients. I will only take on clients that I know we can help, because if they have a broken marketing structure, they don't know, it's a bit of a shambles. We're just doing the social media aspect. We're not able to get into the company and, you know, unless they hire us for consulting or other services that we have. But generally, if someone's coming for strictly social media, you know, they're missing a lot of that planning. And I'm not saying get a calendar out and write everything out. I'm saying, you know, figuring out what your message is, what you want to say, what your imagery is, what is your point going into the fall? Are you going to events? How can you work them into the other strategies? Are you doing email marketing? How are you doing that? It's all about a synergy. It's not just like, okay, let's get a Facebook page. I'll pay you X amount of money to do that. Okay, that's going to take us through to the new year. Are you kidding me? No, it's not. What are you offering discounts anywhere? No, we're just going to do something on Facebook. Well, why aren't you using that everywhere? It just drives me crazy because there's no synergy. It's almost like social media is just a adopt a child that you know is learning its way in the family, as opposed to just being immediately welcomed in to to the whole entire structure of things. So it's a little, it takes some time. So I've even spoken with large international firms as prospective clients that were having huge successes with their advertising strategy, but we're going to totally scrap it and invest in social media. While social media spend is crucial to a business, I believe, if you were spent, and it's crucial spend, meaning that either you do it in-house and you hire somebody, that's going to cost you some money, or you outsource it, and that's going to cost you some money. It's going to cost you money. Everyone says it's free, but it's either time or money that, you're going to have to be spending. So while talking about this client, while the social media spend is crucial to the business, like I said, if you're spending $100,000 per year on advertising and are generating $500,000 in income off the back of your advertising, you can prove it, you can figure it out, why would you suddenly stop? If you are getting 10 leads off of your email blast every single week, why would you stop that? If you were getting, 200 referrals every two months from your networking, having your sales guys go out and network, and you stop that, like, why would you stop that? You have to look at what's successful in your marketing strategy, and then help social media can make it more successful. But why would you throw? It's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I hate that saying, but it's so true. It's kind of you got to keep everything going that is positive, and then social media will just take it to the next level. Now, don't get me wrong. There's value in executing a social media marketing campaign on its own, but the success is just a lower level than when it's paired with a cohesive marketing strategy. You need to understand that social media marketing is not the be-all and end-all of business, but rather the glue that holds everything together and the powerful megaphone that will get your message seen and heard by millions of members of your target market. Now, on to budget. If you're unable to take on social media yourself, outsourcing is a wonderful solution, but you need to budget for the activity. Believe me, as a marketer for over a decade, I know very well how important the marketing budget is and how little we have to work with in order to create mountains of success. My point here is that if you're going to decide to spend on social media marketing, you need to make sure that all the other spokes in your marketing wheel are well-oiled and ready for action. This way, you can maximize your marketing spend while also maximizing your marketing potential. You see what I'm saying here? Get everything set up, and then if you're going to outsource, great. Bring on a company or do it yourself, whatever you want, but that's when you can bring it on because your strategy's there. Because you want to wrap your social media strategy into your overall marketing strategy, right? They're best friends and they should work together. So just think about it. If you can hit your audience only once when you send out an email blast, but when you say this, what if you had that same email and it was repurposed as a blog, a topic for your video that you're going to post on YouTube, a discussion seen by thousands on LinkedIn, a tweet on Twitter, a pin on Pinterest, a company page update on LinkedIn, blah, 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 and the list goes on and on. So where your email database is only 350 to 1,000 people, with this, you'd be able to hit upwards of hundreds of thousands or even a million, depending on what your network looks like. My advice is to consider the positive effects of social media while you are formulating your plan. Have you already done it? Then revise your plan with the social media effects in mind. Also, it doesn't hurt to schedule time with a consultant to walk you through all this. Sometimes an outside perspective just can really make your ideas come to fruition faster and possibly open doors to new opportunities. So, I'm one of those people, and, being a marketer, we tend to be very headstrong because it is a tough position. I mean, I really empathize with a lot of marketers out there that are given so little money and they have to create so much success and so little time. And I'm telling you, marketers out there, a strategy will help everything work so much faster, so much more efficiently, and you'll get so much more money out of your marketing because you'll be creating more success, so they'll be able to give you some more money to work with in the following year. And now you're going up to the holiday season. This is the whole point of the show. Get your stuff together now because September, you're going to blink, and it's going to be the end of September, and it's going to be October, and then it's already going to be into Halloween, and then we have Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and then it's New Year's, and then it's boom. And then before you know it, it's February, and you missed a lot of opportunity. So I don't want you to miss them this year. I'm telling you, set a day aside and pull all of this stuff together. Go away from the office, sit down with a cup of coffee, and get all of your ideas down on a piece of paper. You know, it's just so important, and I really hope this is helpful to everybody out there. Social media is great for business, but you've got to get your strategy together before you really jump in and ramp it up. I've been Christopher Tompkins, your host, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Social Marketing Academy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.